Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Millard. Do you know how to grill the perfect steak?
Well, I'd like to think I do. I've got a fail-proof method that will give you a great steak. It's called the reverse sear method. It takes a little longer, but when you're done, you'll have that perfect steak from edge to edge. It's been called the ultimate way to cook a perfect medium-rare steak every time, and it's real easy to master.
How do you do it?
It's simple to get started. When you're cooking steaks like this, first you'll need a meat thermometer, and we're talking about cooking meat to perfection, so you'll need to be accurate. One of the secrets of a reverse sear method is resting period. You simply can't skip this step.
Where's a good place to start?
Well, get yourself a nice ribeye or a strip or a sirloin, and especially look for Texas-raised meat, and make sure it's at least an inch thick. Then you'll need some steak or meat rub. One of our Go Texan members, Hardcore Carnivore, has a great black seasoning rub. I used it last week. You ought to give it a try. You can also visit our website, gotexan.org, and type in the word rub, and you'll see all kinds of Go Texan rubs pop up. You'll have plenty to pick from.
And there's more to learn.
That's right. In fact, here's a sneak peek. You start by cooking the steak in the oven, then break out the cast iron skillet for some stovetop time. We shared the steps all the way through the preparation of meat to cooking times and more in June's Go Local, Go Texan online magazine. This publication can be found on our website, gotexan.org. Be sure to sign up for it. You don't want to miss an issue. You'll also learn why letting your meat rest makes for the perfect steak. The perfect steak makes the perfect summer meal. Be sure and check it out and visit gotexan.org today.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.